Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Sunday, September 29th, 2024. This is my newest segment of Markets, A Look Ahead. We are going to cover a lot of things here, a big week coming up. And specifically, what I want to do right off the bat is talk about this port strike thing. I can't even tell you. Hundreds of you have written to me about this port strike, which could begin Tuesday, and the ramifications of the fallout from this. Now, a lot of you out here seem to be extremely concerned, and I want to bring something to your attention, and I believe this is where a lot of this is coming from. This is Fox, of course, business here, trying to raise the specter of fear, confusion, uncertainty, as they always do. I mean, this is Fox has got to be the laughing stock of the news media. It's not real, none of it. Anyway, look at this headline. Brace for empty shelves, rising prices if port workers strike, says some kind of an expert here. Let's talk about that just a little bit. We heard a lot of the same story during the worldwide shutdown of the economy. Yes, there was that whole toilet paper thing where they were laughing at us. They made fun of us, of course, which is what they always do. But ignore stuff like this. Fear is a paralyzing thing. And as you can see, Fox, as usual, is looking to paralyze you, to confuse you, to keep you off balance, to keep you not knowing what's up, what's down, what's inside and what's out. Ignore Fox like no other. It's really the truth. Now, we are going to talk about that. But before we talk about the port closure and the potential ramifications here, let's start off with this. You and me, are witnessing a phenomenon that we have not seen since the dot-com bubble era. A stock market which is rising at its fastest pace since the dot-com hyper bubble era, which, well, what we're in now eclipses that by exponents. Anyway, so this is MarketWatch. It was a September to remember for stocks, but October presents fresh challenges for the rally. Let's talk about this rally here. In my opinion, it has gone so far. It's gotten so far ahead of itself. It needs a catalyst here to drop. The market needs to give some back. This is, look, man, nothing goes straight up in a line. It's got to give back a little bit. Is this port closure thing, if it occurs on Tuesday, going to be the catalyst? Maybe, but we also have to consider what's going on here. Oh, and then we have a lot to talk about. The mechanism is so simple to understand. People, nothing matters to this market at all except easy money. More easy money and more easy money pumped into it. On top of that, nothing else matters. So with that in mind, you can't say the market is due for a pullback, like I just said. It does need to fall, in my opinion. Is it going to? Who knows? It's a free-for-all right now. The mechanism here is too easy. Again, artificially suppress rates on a scale that we can't even possibly imagine, which of course means currency devaluation on an epic scale. These two things are the drivers here, nothing else. Again, it's not the fear of port closures or the fear of anything else. Earnings and PE ratios, all this stuff has been thrown out. Doesn't matter anymore. So, understanding that, yes, it's not just September. This market has gone straight up like a freaking rocket, and nothing seems to be getting in its way. Not Look, man, with regard to the economic news, it has been out of control. It's been abysmal across the board. The faking of data is just going to get even worse. The distortions that are associated with we're about to see, what we're in right now, with what central banks are doing right now. And we got to talk more about that too, which we will in just a moment, to gain a perspective on this. But stop with the fear. Okay, again, the propaganda ministries, none more so than Fox, is going to try to play on your weakness, that is your fear, keeping you off balance, not understanding what's actually going on, making stuff up to get you afraid of things that don't even exist. It's the truth, and that's the way it's going to go. Anyway, You know, this is just a couple of other headlines. Dock workers are on the verge of a strike. Here's what you need to know. A port strike could be an economic tsunami. This is what's driving the markets right now. The Fed's seen, there's a lot of talk about another 50 basis point cut. The Fed's already laid out their case. And again, I've never seen anything like this in the history of finance. And as long as I'm in this market, it's been a pretty damn long time. You know what? Maybe I'm going to read you something here. And this maybe should enlighten you as to, you know, what's going to happen here. And I want to talk a little bit more about October phobia, the phobia of October, because so many of you have written to me, this is it, Greg, it's October, the port strike is going to be the catalyst to bring the system down. You don't understand what's really driving the markets. And, you know, with regard to the port strike, let me just say this. Is it possible that this could affect the market? It is, but it would have to be prolonged. And I don't think the effect would be that dramatic anyway. Again, they shut down the entire global economy. What happened? The market went higher. You know, if you've been with me for any length of time, what I said. I said, and I took a lot of heat for this. I said, get long COVID. People say, oh, look at Greg. He's looking to capitalize on this worldwide disease process that's killing everyone out here. It was too easy to see, man. They look, it's all about control. They use this as a mechanism to vastly inflate. $3.6 trillion pulled into existence out of nothing. Just here in the United States alone, with regard to the propping up of this thing, pulling more debt into the system, it's a liquidity issue. You all know that. And we are in a liquidity crisis on a massive scale. So in order for this port strike to actually do anything, I mean in anything at all, it would have to go on for a prolonged period of time. And even then, in my opinion, being that we are going right up into a presidential selection cycle, nothing is going to get in the way. We're going to hear more. They're going to float out. What they'll do is what they always do. They're going to float out this Fed creature. They're going to float out that Fed creature. And they're going to back up the market. Again, the Fed has a trading desk. They'll prop up the market. They'll buy it all. They'll create cash out of nothing. Get into the market. Buy it all. Buy more debt. Keep rates suppressed. Crucify the dollar even worse than it's been getting decimated as of late. And you and I have been paying attention. It's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. And I believe it's because of this. The Federal Reserve is in a terminal phase for the economy and the market. Now, I wrote this yesterday, and this is in your inbox. If you do subscribe to my newsletter, again, it's 100% free. There is a link in the description of this video. What you and I are going to do here, forget about the stock market where everyone else is fixated. It's just, you know why everyone's fixated on the stock market? Because that's where their investment plans are. That's where their 401k plans are. So all they care about is greed. You have to understand? It's greed, and people don't give a damn about anything. And I've come to know this as of late. People don't care about anything as long as they're okay. They don't care about what's happening to the rest of the world, their neighbors, their people around them. Not you and me. We are part of an elite group of people who do care. All right, and we're trying to make a difference out here. But for the most part, people don't give a damn. Keep the status quo. Allow the Fed to continue what it's doing, which is really, actually, you know what? I'm just going to read this to you so you'll get a better perspective on what's happening. So again, this is in your inbox, and I'm going to urge you to please share this, get it out there. You're not going to find this information anywhere else. I can guarantee you that. So anyway, the Federal Reserve's terminal phase for the economy and the market. I'm going to read through this and do my little thing, which is add things. So Status Post, the latest Federal Open Market Committee /FOMC meeting. What a joke, I go on to say. Federal. The Fed is not federal. They're no more federal than Federal Express. This occurred on Wednesday, September 18, 2024. The U.S. has been thrust into what will prove to be the most economically destructive monetary policy phase of all time. That's what we're witnessing here, people, but you wouldn't know that, would you? You would if you follow this blog. Let's start with what began back in mid-June of this year. Unannounced, the Federal Reserve began an aggressive, and I mean aggressive, quantitative easing cycle. And this mechanism has caused, since that time, bond yields to crater. And as a direct result of this new unannounced QE cycle, interest rates here in the United States have fallen to a near two-year low. Moreover, the relative strength of the U.S. dollar has dropped substantially. It's unbelievable what we're seeing here. Quantitative easing is, as you all know, emergency monetary policy. But we're told we're the envy of the world, right? That was our lovely, illustrious creature, Biden. Quantitative easing is massively currency purchasing power negative. You all know that. And therefore, QE is highly inflationary. But you're not allowed to know that. QE is strongly positive for the stock market. Imagine our shock. You mean a mechanism here to keep the stock market rip-roaring, skyrocketing here so people are distracted? Or whatever the mechanism may be. To keep them focusing on, again, their investment plans, their 401ks, they don't care about a damn thing else. Also, since June of this year, the Federal Reserve has engaged in full-on yield curve control, YCC. Yield curve control is a tool, it's one of the tools that are used by the Federal Reserve here, or any central bank, to manage interest rates across different maturities. Pretty obvious stuff. Yield curve control is also, you're not gonna believe this part, it is also stock market positive. Why? And I wrote, moreover, a managed yield curve creates the illusion, another illusion, of stability in the debt market. And being that you and I understand that it's the debt market which is the driver of this entire thing, that illusion will be maintained, regardless of port closures or anything else, all right? This illusion of stability, in turn, causes investors to put cash into risk assets, further inflating the most monstrous stock market bubble we've ever seen in the history of the world. You can take every stock market bubble that there has been prior to this one, there's nothing that even comes close. And that's being built on the back of the debt market hyperbubble. So, again, on Wednesday, September 18, 2024, the Fed did something unprecedented. And that is the Fed cut rates by 50 basis points, but more specifically and simultaneously announced its plan to continue to aggressively cut rates not only through the rest of this year, but also continuing to do so through 2025. So tell them, Greg Mannarino right here, what happened to the Fed being data dependent? Obviously. Despite the Fed repeatedly telling us that they are data dependent, the Fed is not data dependent whatsoever and is instead on a fixed course. And they're going to say the lie. Oh, no. Oh, no. We're watching all the data. We're going to adjust accordingly. Such a lie. And once in a while, it slips through that they are not data dependent whatsoever. They've determined a fixed course for the rest of this year and next year, of course. Now, the Fed now having announced a fixed course to continue to cut rates for as far as the eye can see, which also means they will continue their new aggressive QE cycle, obviously, has now given themselves carte blanche to create vast amounts of cash out of thin air in any amount they would like, and therefore continue to monetize the debt on a grand scale. A central bank monetizes the debt by buying government bonds. I mean, this is just a review here. We all know that. This monetization of debt increases the monetary base and allows the government, to fund itself. People, this is a Ponzi. This is a Ponzi scheme in the literal sense. And who's paying for it? You are. I am. But they're going to tell you it's because of this. Oh, it's because of that. Maybe blame it on a port shutdown for which they have to inflate even further. Oh, yes. You didn't think about that? Of course you did. The Fed can use any crisis that just happens to come along. They can create it. It can be real and or imagined. Well, guess what? I believe they're going to use this crisis if it goes on any length of time to pump more liquidity into a system that's dead. You understand? I really hope you're getting what you're up to speed here. You can't make this stuff up. Now listen, this is the conclusion. What the Federal Reserve is engaging in today is a deliberate and highly destructive monetary policy phase, possibly their end stage. And as is always the case, we the people pay and will pay a terrible price for this. You know, I want to bring something to your attention with regard to the Federal Reserve. I believe the Federal Reserve is engaging in two things, or a combination of these two. Let me read this to you. Colonialism, definition according to the American English Dictionary, the control of governing influence over a nation, over a dependent country, territory, or its people. That is exactly what the Federal Reserve is engaged in, colonialism. Now, imperialism as well, an imperial state, authority, or system of governance. The Fed runs the monetary system. The Fed runs the financial markets, the entire financial system, and we're forced to participate in. The policy and practice of seeking to dominate the economic or political affairs of a particular area or a nation. I would have to say that the Federal Reserve is clearly involved in both of these things. And I want to hear from you. You agree? You don't agree? Let me know. Greg Mannarino always wants to hear from you. Now, let us move forward here a little bit. If we understand the situation in the way that we do, and it's pretty clear, what are we going to do about it? We're not going to change a damn thing. Nothing. Zero. We're going to continue to stay long the stock market, stay in the market, and look for opportunities to get longer to buy more. This market needs to drop. Okay. If in fact, okay, this thing turns out to be with the port closures. If you listen to Fox here, which is, again, the biggest propaganda ministry in the history of the world, anybody who watches Fox should have their head examined or removed and replaced. Fear, confusion. They want you to believe people are going to be eating each other in the streets over this. Kind of the same thing they sold you last time with regard to the shutdown of the economy. Wrong as usual. Yeah, you don't pay any attention to that. I mean, of all the propaganda ministries, they're the laughing stock. And anyone who watches it's got to be a laughing stock as well. But that's my take on it. I know I'm going to offend certain people out here. Greg offends people. He's a very bad boy. Look, I tell you the truth. I tell you things as I see it. If you can't handle it, I don't know what to tell you, man. Maybe you're in the wrong place. And anyway, look, let's move forward a little bit to this whole October phobia thing. If you look back on history, yes, it's been a bad time. A couple of big crashes have happened. But generally, this fear, again, it's fear. It's confusion. It's a way to keep people off balance, has proven to be an opportunity for people like you and me to take advantage of the weak-minded. And I'm telling you right now, Greg Mannarino, I try to enlighten people every way I possibly can. But I am a lion. That means don't get in my way. Don't get in my way or in the way of a single lion that follows this blog. Again, there's a lot of wannabe lions here. Lions on paper. There's a big difference between those people and who we are. And as much as I want to help people, and my lions out here, we're all for one for all. And we want to bring more people into this pride. But I'm warning you. I'm warning everybody here. Don't get in our way. Because we will roll right over you. We will eat you alive. And that's exactly what we've been doing. Meaning, we're not going to deviate at all. We will remain steadfast in what we are doing. That is, again, betting against the debt, becoming our own central banks, holding hard assets, understanding silver is the most undervalued asset in the history of the world, gaining exposure to commodities here, realizing eventually we are going to get a bursting of this debt hyper bubble, which is going to melt the stock markets of the world down so fast, people's heads are going to spin around. They're freaking exorcist. All right. People are going to wonder what happened. What's happening to them? They never do. People always get blindsided by this because they watch things like this. They listen to headlines like this. They have no idea. Right up until the end of World War II, the German people believed they were winning the war, even though their cities were blasted into rubble. They believed that because that is what the media at the time was telling them. They were winning. We're losing here, people. We're no envy of the world. The stock market has no connection to reality whatsoever. You understand? And they're going to maintain that illusion. Oh, look at the stock market. It's higher. That means our economy is strong. Nothing could further be further from the truth here. I believe that, again, the Federal Reserve, if in fact, okay, this port closure thing turns out to go on a prolonged period of time, the Federal Reserve is going to use that as an opportunity to inflate. No crisis will ever be left to go to waste. The Federal Reserve will use that as an opportunity to buy it all, to cut rates even more dramatically than they've already said they're going to vastly reduce the purchasing power of the currency itself here as central banks are in a race to the bottom. Sound about right to you, what I'm saying here? The fear here is what you should be afraid of itself. Fear is a paralyzing thing. And it seems like there are some people here, puppets, those running for president, who want to prey on your weakness. Your fear is your weakness. And that's what lions pounce on. You understand? Like a deer in the headlights, they don't know what to do. And they make themselves open to being preyed on. And that's not you. That's not a single person that follows this blog. I'd be willing to bet that there are going to be a lot of negative comments here, as they usually are. And that's good. I want those comments here. I want people to expose themselves for who they really are, how weak they are. I really believe that. And we'll exploit that weakness too. I play with them all the time. You see what I write, you know? I bait them and they fall right into that trap. It's too easy. Weak-minded people are the most easy people to bait and take advantage of. And I will continue to do that for as far as the eye can see. Nothing's going to change Greg Mattingly's perspective on that. Now, look, we're always stronger together. And I believe that. And for the real lions out here, I've been putting a lot of thought, more thought, into this legal action I want to take against the Federal Reserve. I understand it's been done before. And a lot of you feel like it's been done before, so doing it again would be fruitless. I tend to disagree with that, and I'll tell you why. Because if we can look at prior lawsuits against the Federal Reserve, we can see where they failed. That's number one. Number two is I am open to suggestions here. This organization is a crime syndicate of the highest order. They're involved in colonialism. They are involved in imperialism. We are being forced to live as slaves in their system. So with that, they got to go, in my opinion. And I want to hear from you. Do you have another idea how to remove this institution? Again, people of the world here, I want us all to win. And that means that we cannot be free anywhere in the world if we're living under the rule of these institutions here. And if we could take one down, Fed being the most powerful of them all, why? The U.S. dollar still remains the world reserve currency. And the only way that's going to change is by death on a biblical level. The Fed will hold on to that power of having the world reserve, and they will point the war machine at anyone outward or inward. I understand how powerful the Fed is. Believe me, I understand that they are the enemy. I understand that the Fed is the most powerful organization in the world. The last three presidents have made sure of that. Obama, Trump, and Biden have been the best friends of the Federal Reserve, bar none, going back to George Washington. No three presidents have done more to empower the Federal Reserve. And they sold you the lie, some of them, at least one. You know, Obama was the prince of the middle class. Biden, same thing. Trump, I don't know where he was at. I mean, all he did, it's just an incredible thing. These three guys have vastly, vastly inflated the debt. None more so than Trump, honestly. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, it wasn't his fault. It was COVID. But he wants credit for it, so let's give it to him. That means he outspent Biden and Obama more than double. And that means he made the Fed much stronger. And there are still those of you who believe that he's against the Fed. I love it. I love it. All these presidents, including Kamala, perspective, they're on the Fed side. They're our enemy. You all know that. And that means they're our enemy. They're my enemy, as far as I'm concerned. And but again, that's just the way it is. That's it, kind of people. Look, so I want to hear from you. What are we going to do? I am open to suggestions. What's an alternative plan to those of you that think it's fruitless to take on the Federal Reserve? Because no one's been successful so far. Just because no one's been successful before legally to take down the Fed, that means it can't be done. What do? We throw up our hands and surrender? Is that what we're going to do? Not this guy. Okay, maybe it's some of you. Definitely not me. Okay, I know that there's not a single real lion out here. I mean a real one. I don't want to be, not one that dabbles in being a lion. I'm talking about a real one that is surrendering to anything. Understand? I hope so. I really, really do. So again, let me know. Okay, Greg, this is what we're going to do. Let me know. And we're going to do something. I can promise you that. It's just a matter of how we're going to structure it, what we're going to do, what action we're going to take here. Anyway, we're going to do it. No doubt about it. It's just a matter of getting it right. And we strike when the time is right. You understand? In everything in life. That's just how it is. Okay? You want a life lesson here? If you're not sure what to do, whatever it might be, whatever, I don't, it could be outside the market, inside the market, in your love life, whatever it might be, I don't care. If you're not sure what to do, don't do anything. You sit back and you wait until the time is right. If you focus on something enough, I don't care what it may be, it's the way the universe works, eventually the right answer is going to come to you. Period. It eventually will. So just sit tight. You wait. Don't take, by not taking action, you obviously are taking an action. But if you're unsure of whatever it is, just stay in that spot for a little bit and let it come to you. It always will. It always does. That's kind of how I've found things to play out after making I don't know how many monumental mistakes I've made in my life, man. A lot of things I'm not proud of. I've told you all that throughout the years. But we're only human, man, and we learn things from our mistakes. We learn much more from the mistakes we make than our successes. And sometimes we got to repeat those mistakes multiple times, unfortunately, before we grow up, before maybe we understand that you're doing the wrong thing. Anyway, look, man, I could go on about this. I love sitting here talking to all of you. I really, really do. And I really do hope you're getting something out of these videos, I say. And I know a lot of people out here don't like my attitude, and that's okay. If they don't like my attitude, I'm not asking to be liked here, all right? I want, again, people of action here. If you don't like Greg's attitude, I'm not connecting with you, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. I'm not going to change what I say, how I say it, or anything else. Maybe you should consider, if you find this video or any of them offensive to you, you're in the wrong place, and that's okay. You're not going to connect with me. I'm not going to connect with everybody. I get it. I'm sure there are a lot of other places that you can, you know, maybe Fox News is where you want to be. Fear, confusion. I mean, what they spread here is absolutely insane. Empty shells, rising prices. You're all doomed. You're going to start eating each other soon. Of course, we know pandemonium is going to break out at one point. The bursting of the debt bubble is going to be the most devastating factor to ever hit the world. And the damage is going to be as great as a nuclear exchange. There will be pandemonium in the streets. People are going to, and again, that event is going to lead to the development or implementation, should I say, of a new system, which is what they want to do. They want us on our knees. And I can promise you, not this lion or any lion out here is getting on their knees before anyone but God. Sound about right to you? Love all of you from the heart with all I got. I want to hear from you. I'm assuming we're going to get a lot of negative comments here, and that's okay too. I really don't care. All right. At least they're commenting. The comments help the channel, allow these people to help our channel. This is our thing. This is not my thing. This is our thing. And what we've built here, we should expect pushback. People don't want to hear the truth. The truth is poisonous to those that want to spread lies and deceit. You understand? They can't handle it. They can't take it. And they lash out. And it's just too clear to me. All right, people. This guy here, again, as I said, loves you all from the heart. I mean that with all I got. I want to hear from you. Please share the video. Please get it out there. Those thumbs up are a requirement if you are a real lion. I will see you all in the morning, people. Enjoy the rest of your day. All right? And until we see each other tomorrow, please take care of yourselves and each other.